This is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreign man wanted in the bombing that killed at least 22 people Monday at a Bangkok shrine. The Thai National Police Chief said Wednesday the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network, but investigators have not yet established his motives or nationality. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble and round plastic-framed glasses. There is a $28,000 reward for information leading to his capture. A police spokesman later said two other men, one wearing red, another wearing white in the CCTV video, are also suspects in the attacks. Monks led prayers and residents left flowers and other tributes at the open-air Hindu shrine, which officially reopened to the public on Wednesday. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in Palmyra, the ancient city noted worldwide for its archaeological treasures, which the extremists seized 3 months ago. Palmyra's current director of antiquities, Mamoun Abdul Karim, said his 82-year-old predecessor, Khalid Assad, was killed on Tuesday. He had worked for 50 years on preserving the city's 2,000-year-old ruins, which are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Human Rights Watch leveled harsh criticism Wednesday at Egypt's new anti-terrorism law, saying the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed the law into effect on Sunday. This is VOA News. With the Arab League again calling for a